News, the Global Link.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia disputes government's claim of ongoing deployment negotiations. ZESCO undertakes maintenance works at Ayolanda Treatment Center to address water shortages. And 9 women shot dead during protests in Nigeria. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia has refuted Minister of Health Elijah Mchima's statement that negotiations regarding the deployment of volunteer doctors are still ongoing. Association President Pochiwe says the discussions have merely involved repeated back-and-forth engagements without any meaningful progress or concrete agreement, raising concern over the lack of action from government. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Chiwe said that the association grew frustrated with the prolonged delays, which prompted its decision to suspend the provision of volunteer services. All the association wants is an action-oriented dialogue instead of going back and forth, said Dr. Chiwe. He noted that although volunteering is optional, health workers still require financial support to meet essential obligations such as transport. Dr. Chiwe stressed that considering the work and effort the volunteer doctors have contributed to the health sector without pay, they deserve appreciation rather than being reminded that volunteering does not guarantee employment.
And there's no progress, there's no action in short. And what we're saying is we want an action-oriented dialogue. Instead of just we go and we go public and then back and forth, that end of the deal, we are doctors and we are trained to see patients, not to give statements, not to go back and forth in this of us. We are tired. We just want to have a way of, our voices being heard and actions being taken.
Deputy Government Chief Whip Likando Mufalali has dismissed assertions that the nullification of Tasila Lungu's Chawama parliamentary seat was a political move. Mr. Mufalali says the decision was made due to Ms. Lungu's lack of cooperation, noting that she showed disregard for parliamentary procedures. Speaking when he featured on today's edition of Chatback in Lusaka, Mr. Mufalali said that following the issuance of an ultimatum, the former Chawama lawmaker should have made arrangements to attend parliamentary sittings virtually instead of completely abandoning the sessions. If Ms. Lungu had reached out to the speaker regarding her extended absence from the House, Parliament would have granted her that permission, but that was not the case, said Mr. Mufalali. He added that the UPND will campaign in Chawama constituency, knowing that the by-election could have been avoided through dialogue between the former lawmaker and Parliament. And Mr. Mufalali expressed confidence that the UPND will scoop the parliamentary by-election slated for January 15, 2026. He emphasized that it is imperative for all constituencies across the country to have proper representation in the National Assembly through present leaders.
Even when the speaker on the floor of the House said, I'll give the honorable member time to get in touch with my office, or indeed to show her presence here, that should have helped resolve the matter. Unfortunately, I think she looked down at the institution and did the way she wanted herself. So it's unfortunate that we had to go this route or to go up to this far when a matter could have been resolved. It has got nothing to do with politics. It's got nothing to do with the behavior. It has got everything to do with the behavior of a sitting MP looking down at the system that are in place, that have been there from many years back, that we should be able to respect.
Government says ZESCO is today conducting maintenance works at the Ayolanda Water Treatment Plant, which started at 08 hours and will end at 15 hours, in a bid to prevent further water disruptions. On 8 December 2025, the Ayolanda Water Treatment Plant in Kafue experienced a power interruption that affected water supply to several parts of Lusaka. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzovu says the outage, which lasted for close to 4 hours, resulted in a total production loss of almost 8 hours. This disruption has understandably affected many households and businesses, and the ministry assures the public that every effort is being made to restore normal supply as quickly as possible, said Mr. Nzovu in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Nzovu explained that due to reduced production during the recovery period, Water supply has been prioritized for hospitals and other essential public facilities to ensure that critical services remain uninterrupted. He has urged residents to store adequate water where possible and to use the available supply sparingly. The patients and citizens involved in health has urged patients to use the correct channels when reporting grievances against healthcare personnel, warning that social media complaints risk spreading misinformation and undermining the health sector. This comes after the Minister of Health expressed concern over the growing trend of individuals fabricating stories alleging mistreatment by medical staff, particularly on social media platforms. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, PCI National Coordinator Sydney Kamfue said that while government has a responsibility to ensure quality health care, individuals must exercise caution when using their freedom of expression. Social media has the potential to escalate issues unnecessarily, and patients should understand that they can report misconduct either verbally or in written form to institutions such as the Health Professions Council of Zambia, HPCZ, which will review their complaint and assist them, said Mr. Kamfue. He further called on government to ensure that patients' concerns are addressed promptly by the appropriate authorities to prevent them from turning to social media for help.
Very imperative to understand that a patient has got a right to complain. I think it's defined in the LC, with HPCZ and also with the Ministry of Health to complain where, they cannot actually access health. Like publishing such information on the social media, what is it going to cause? Is it going to, in the end, chain of the service, or is it going to compromise healthcare?
We now join Chela Silwambo with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners on the number one radio station, giving you, of course, up-to-date information on currency market and stock markets and all that. Straight into currency, 1.33, that is a pound. 1.16 is Euro, South African rand, 17.01. I'm looking at Chinese 1706, 89.98, Indian rupee. Those are the levels of Indian rupee, not the 90 and above. No. And those who are looking for commodity side, well, 447.5 is a corn, that is amazing international market. 531, that is wheat. I'm looking at soybeans on 1082.72 a ton, and of course 588 to those lovers of chocolate. Vis-a-vis, look at the copper prices. Just ages again, $11,622 a ton, 14,755. That's nickel for you, and gold lovers for 196.11. That is an ounce, right? And if I turn the tides on those driving 62.01, that is Brent crude, and flying on 58.35 GXL for you, a barrel international market. Now, stock markets, Lusaka Stock Exchange on 25308.75, that was trades for yesterday, 9655.37 for you, that is London Stock Exchange, this is live, London Stock Exchange live, and Dow Jones 476.07, that is live, quoting Bloomberg, and that is streaming for you live on that one. Now, if I go to the stock markets, I'm looking at Bata shares, I traded yesterday, Airtel, CEEC as well, and I've seen Zambip shares, though it looks scanty. Kwacha, I'm afraid it does depreciate it, but nothing to sort of panic. It's on the 23.25 buying Zanaco and selling on